Change your questions, change your life. 12 Powerful Tools for Leadership, Coaching, and Life. Written by Merrilee Adams, PhD. Narrated by Anna Crow. For Ed Adams, my husband and muse. Forward, Dr. Marshall Goldsmith. How can reading Change Your Questions, Change Your Life help you and the people who are important to you have better lives, in business and personally? This is the key question I urge you to keep in mind as you read this invaluable book. The great ideas presented here in a system of tools Merrilee Adams calls question thinking provide a solid new way of thinking that can make a positive difference in all our lives. There are many ideas in this book that helped me. You're sure to find some that will help you too. Change Your Questions, Change Your Life provides methods, skills, and tools for easily implementing question thinking, both at home and at work. To begin with, Merrilee shows how we can become more effective and efficient by focusing on learning rather than being judgmental. As a Buddhist, I know this approach is key to having a happier, more productive life. Merrilee shows us the power of questions to direct our thinking and therefore our actions and results. This means that we can intentionally affect the future by designing the most powerful questions for getting us there. That's what great coaching is all about. It's also what great leaders do. They provide us with visions of new futures. Merrilee offers question thinking tools for both coaches and leaders to optimize and fulfill their missions. It's no surprise that Change Your Questions, Change Your Life has become an international bestseller. It's made so much of a real difference in people's lives that they've shared the book with their teams and their companies and also with their families and friends. One of the stories in the introduction says it all. A reader wrote Merrilee that he used the methods in the book so successfully that his company got a mention in Inc. magazine. That's also why so many coaches use the question thinking methods and also give the book to their clients. In my mission as an executive coach, I help successful leaders get better, measurable results. This includes teaching a process called feed forward. Leaders learn to ask for ideas to move the future. They refine their ability to listen without judgment and to say thank you for suggestions. Merrilee would call this listening with learner ears, which is invaluable for all coaches, leaders, and managers. Race car drivers are taught to focus on the road, not the wall. As you read this book, focus on the road that represents your highest potential by asking questions that lead to a better future, such as, what are the greatest positive possibilities I can imagine? The third edition delivers even more than the first two did. The revisions and the new tools make the material even more accessible and practical. Change Your Questions, Change Your Life has great wisdom for us all. Take it very seriously. Roll up your sleeves and get to work. A Buddhist text advises that just reading about a medicine won't bring healing. One actually has to take the medicine. So my advice is that the best way to get the most out of this book is to practice everything in it. Life is good. Dr. Marshall Goldsmith, author of the best-selling What Got You Here Won't Get You There, winner of the Harold Longman Award as the Best Business Book of 2007. His latest book is Triggers, Creating Behavior That Lasts, Becoming the Person You Want to Be. The American Management Association named Dr. Goldsmith as one of 50 great thinkers and leaders influencing the field of management over the past 80 years. Introduction. Questions for change. People typically are not aware of their internal questions or of the profound power they exert in shaping and directing their experiences and lives. By changing those questions, one can set in motion a different process leading to a different result. David Rock and Linda J. Page. One summer afternoon, shortly after the first edition of this book was published, I answered my office phone to hear a man's booming voice announce, "You don't know me, but I'm Ben." He laughed, and I laughed along with him, because I knew exactly what he was referring to. Ben is the main character